you think you're doing the mitzvah, still you're mekayim the mitzvah. Same thing, you blow the shofar now, even though you're blowing it just l'shir, you're blowing it just to enjoy the music, still you're mekayim the mitzvah. Because l'maisa, you heard a shofar, even though you're not mechaven to do the mitzvah, still you're mekayim the mitzvah. So that's what Rav holds, al-maksava Rava, mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavon. Eisvah, I have a kashra on you. They had a mishnah in Brochus, second perek, hayakura b'Torah. Somebody was reading from the Sefer Torah. And it happened to be Vegia Zman Mikra, came this man in the morning or at night to say Krishma, and it happened to be just Punk Daniel learning from the Sefer Torah, the Pasha of Shema. So it says like this, the Mishnah. Im Chivin Liboy, if you have in mind that you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah right now, is Yotza. If you have Kavanah to Mekayim the Mitzvah, then when you're saying the Pasha of Krishma in the Torah, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. What about Vim Lav? Let's say you happen to be reading in the Sefer Torah Shema, Vayim Shemaya, but you don't have in mind that you want to do the mitzvah right now. So the Mishnah says there, lo yotza, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So chur tekash and rabba, how could you say your rabba's mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah? So why does it say there, if you're not mechaven to do the mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvahs kriyashma? Why not? L'maisa, you're reading kriyashma. Rashi says, man mikra, shel kriyashma. Vuwa yakura ba Torah pasha shema. He happened to be reading now in the Sefer Torah Shema, and put now came this man kriyashma. So still it says, if you're not mechaven, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the kashan rabba, why? So Gemara says, my lav, does that mean chiben liba yotza? Im lav la yotza? My lav chiben liba lotzeis? The question is, if you had in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, you are, and if not, not. So the kashan rabba. Gemara says, loy, that's not what the Mishnah means there. Likrois, it means if you're mechaven to read, that's what it means. If you have in mind to read, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you don't have in mind to do the mitzvah. As long as you have in mind to read, it's all right. Fred the Gemara, Likrois, Hokokori, like what else is he doing? The guy has a Sefer Torah open and he's learning the Sefer Torah. So what do you mean if he has Kavanah to read? That's what he's doing. Of course, in Mechavin Lechur means, do you have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah or not? But just have in mind to read, you're reading right now. So Gemara says, no, Bekareyel Hagia. We're talking about this person now who's looking over the Sefer Torah to see if there's any mistakes there. So he's not really reading it. He's not reading it the right way. He's just reading not the Moleh, the Choser. He's just reading to see if everything is there. Rashi says, Kareya Lagia. Af Kriya Ein Kan. It's not even called you're reading it. Elamagamgen. You're like just stuttering. Like you're just looking it over, really. You're wandering. But you're not really reading it. That's what it means. Your purpose now was just to look over if all the words are there in the Sefer Torah or not. So it says, if you mechaven likras, means if you start to read it good, you read every word the way you're supposed to, then even though you don't have in mind to do the mitzvah, still you mechaven the mitzvah. But if you don't have in mind to read, means you're not reading word for word, you're skipping or reading half the words, then you're not mechaven the mitzvah, because you didn't do the ma'isa kriya. But you don't need kavona to be mechaven the mitzvah. Kher bagia. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. We had before in the last Mishnah, ho'yoi v'rachu rebeis ha'kinesis. Somebody was walking in back of the shul. Or Ishoya Beisai Samukla Beis HaKnesses. Or else your house, your apartment was right near the shul. The Shomah Kel Shofar Kel Megillah. You heard from your house or in back of the shul the Shofar. Or else on Purim you heard them laying the Megillah. So it sounds like this, the Mishnah. In Chivein Liba Yotz, if you have in mind, Pashtim means to Mekayim the Mitzvah, you Mekayim Shofar Megillah. The Yimlav Lo Yotz, if you don't have in mind to do the Mitzvah, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So my love doesn't mean to say in Chivin Liboy Lotzeis that if you have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, if not, not. So we see clearly Mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavona. You do have to have in mind to do the Mitzvah. If you don't have in mind, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it's a Kasha and Rava. Mura says, Loi Lishmaya. You have to have in mind that you want to hear. You have to hear it. That's all. You don't have to have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You just have to have in mind you want to hear it. Fred Gemara Lishmaya to hear it. We're talking about you heard it. That's what we're talking about now. You're walking in the back of the shul, or you're in your house, and you happen to hear the way the person is blowing the shofar, or the way they're laying the Megillah. So we're talking about where you heard it. What do you mean you have to have kavanah to hear? And the Gemara, Sova Chamor Baal Mahu. Could be talking about where the guy just thought it's a chamor, the guy just thought it's a donkey making noise. So that's not even called hearing a kol shofar. In other words, you have to at least realize that you're hearing the curl of a shofar. If you realize you're hearing the curl of a shofar, that's the mitzvah. Even though you're not mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah, But as long as you know what you're doing, that you heard the shofar, that's the mitzvah. But if you don't even know you heard the shofar, to you it thinks like you're hearing a chamor or a donkey, that's not called the mitzvah altogether. So the Mishnah means, Mchiv and Libba means, if you have kavanah to know that you're hearing the curl of a shofar, then you make the mitzvah. But if to you it just sounds like a donkey, you don't even know you're hearing the curl of shofar, that's not even the ma'aseh mitzvah at all. Alright, turn over. Hey, so I have another kasha. Says Niskaven Shemeya Voloy Niskaven Mashmiya. Let's say either by the Mikra Megillah or by the Kol Shofar, there are two people involved. One person is blowing it, and the other people have to hear it. So Niskaven Shemeya, the one that's listening has kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. Voloy Niskaven Mashmiya, but the one that's saying it, either laying in the Megillah or else blowing the Shofar, he did not have in mind to be yotzei the rabbin. Or else the opposite way. Mashmiya, the one that's blowing the shofar, has in mind to be mitzi everybody else. But the person that's hearing the shofar, he didn't have kavanah. It says, Adin lo yotza. He's not mekayim the mitzvah. Until both of them have kavanah. The person that's blowing and the person that's hearing, both of them have to have kavanah to be yotza the mitzvah. So the chura, Bishleim and Niskavin Mashmiya, I understand that the one that's blowing has kavanah. And the one that's hearing is not have kavanah, you're not yotze the mitzvah like we said before. Kisava chamor bi'almu. That's the person that has to hear it. What does it mean, kibun? It means he has to know at least that he's hearing a kol shofar. He shouldn't think he's hearing a chamor make a noise. If he hears the kol of a chamor, that's not the mitzvah shofar at all. So kibun there doesn't mean he has to have in mind to do the mitzvah. He has to have in mind to know at least that he's hearing the kol of a shofar. As long as he knows he's hearing the curl of a shofar, is mekayim the mitzvah. That's good, that the shemeya has to be mechavin. Ela, but the reshit shver. Ela, niskavin shemeya. But in the case that the shemeya, the one that heard, had in mind, he knows he's hearing a curl shofar. But v'loy niskavin mashmiya. But the one that's blowing the shofar, he did not have in mind to be mitzvah the other people. He didn't have a mind to blow for other people. Is the other people are not mekayim the mitzvah. How do you have such a case? Since the person is blowing the shofar, for sure he knows what he's doing. So he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. So if you say mitzvah, saying tzrichas kavanah, why shouldn't it be good here? The guy is blowing the shofar. So Gemara says, la v'tekeya l'shir. Isn't it talking about now that the person is blowing the shofar just for the purpose of noise, of music? And you see, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So even though he's blowing the shofar, he's doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. But since he's not mechavan to do the mitzvah, he's only mechavan to make music, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. You see, not like Rabbi, you see, you have to have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Mar says, no. Dilma de kor menafech nevuchi. Again, maybe it's just blowing means it's not making real noises of the shofar. He's just like blowing. So Mela, that's not called blowing the shofar. Nevuchi menafech just means like barking, that's all. So that's what it means. If you stand taking the shofar and just barking with the shofar, that's no good. But you didn't blow it long enough. You didn't blow the shofar long enough. You only blew short blows like you're barking. So in such a case, then you're not mechavan the mitzvah. Because you didn't even do the ma'aseh mitzvah. You blew less than the shiur you're supposed to. You blew shorter than you're supposed to. That's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So therefore it says, M'chiv and Libba means you have to have kavanah to at least blow the length as long as you're supposed to. Then even though you don't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, still you're mechavan the mitzvah. As long as you are called upon him, do the mitzvah. Omalei Abaye said like this. If you're telling me now mitzvahs don't need kavanah, you could be mekayim the mitzvah without kavanah. Elo miyativ so ayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah. If somebody sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day, Yukit should get malchus. He's over about Taisif. The ma'aseh he's eating in the sukkah now, or he's sleeping in the sukkah. So even if you say you don't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, but you say even without kavanah you're mekayim the mitzvah, so it should be over about Taisif. Amaloi, he answered back, Shani Yomer, mitzvahs einoi overlay mele bizmanen. Though Issa Baltasif only applies during the zman of the mitzvah. But on the eighth day, it's not sukkahs anymore, it's not the zman of the sukkah, even if you sit in the sukkah, there's no more Baltasif. Like Rashi says, Baltasif is only b'shastis, the mitzvah sittis, you put on five. B'shastis tefillin, you put on five pashyas. That's Baltasif. But here, after the zman of mitzvah, there's no more Baltasif. But the moral, that's true. Moser Rav Shomin Bar Abba. Minayin l'kayin, how do we know that a kayin, shayla l'duchin, he duchin already once today, shayla yomri should not say, hoyel v'nitno l'itari rishus, l'vorach, as Yisrael, since I'm allowed to say, brichas kanim, oyster bruch achas mishali, I'll eat another bruch already. Kagoyin, Hashem l'kayin, v'seichim, yoysev l'echem, Talmud Leim, when this the pasuk says, Loi Saisifu Aladover, you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. There's a special amount of how many brachas you have to say for brachas kahanim, and that's all. You berechcha, that's all you say. You don't need more brachas. You're not allowed to yob about Taisif. For Yehoch over here, Kivan, the baruch lei, we're talking about you already said the brachas you're supposed to say. So overlay smana. You're like, we're already mekayim the mitzvah. You said brachas kahanim. You did the mitzvah already. Uktoni, still it says, the other, if you add another baruch lei, you yob about Taisif. So you see, even after the zmana mitzvah, still there's about Taisif. Tomorrow says, no, hocha b'mayaskinon, for the lois sayim. I tell you, you didn't finish saying the whole Yibarechacha yet. You're in the middle of saying Brichas Kanim. In the middle of saying Brichas Kanim, you want to eat another bracha. That's also, that's Paltoisif. There was good. You didn't finish the mitzvah yet. You didn't say the finish saying Brichas Kanim. In the middle of Brichas Kanim, you want to eat another bracha. There, there's a Paltoisif. But maybe if you finished, there's no Paltoisif. For the Gemara, no, but Tanya, we learn clearly. Sayim, if you finished, and the Gemara Sayim Brachachas just means you finished one bracha. Then you go into the next one, and you add one, then there's Paltoisif. But maybe if you finished all the brachas, there's no batoisif. Throughout the Gemara Nova, Tani will learn clearly, Sayim call up brachas, even if you finish saying all the brachas. Still, if you add now another bracha, you're over batoisif. So you see, even after this mana mitzvah, still there's a batoisif. And the Gemara is Shani Yochum, Brichas Kanim is different. It's called, the whole day is still called this man of Brichas Kanim. Why? Kivin di lumis ramalei tibur achrine. Let's say you go to another shul and meet another tzibur, and they need you to dukha for them. Hodem avarach, you're allowed to dukha a second time. So come down, kulu yayim is dimnehu. The whole day is called this man to say Brichas Kanim. Therefore, any part of the day, if you add another bracha to it, you're over about Taisif. But here on Shemini Atzeres, it's a past sukkah, so it's not as man sukkah anymore. If you just sit in the sukkah now, there's no more about Taisif. For the Gemara, or me not tamer, how do I know to say like this? That now we learned like this. Ha nitnin b'maton achas. If you have kachim, like a bechor, that the din of the zrika of the dam is only to make one maton and to spritz it once on the mizbeach. So that ha nitnin b'maton achas, you have a korban of a bechor. She nisar b'nitnin b'maton achas. This blood got mixed up with the blood of another korban bechor. So spashit yitnin maton achas. Make one zrika now, you mekayim the mitzvah. We say yesh bila. The one zrika from both bloods, make it both bloods get on the mizbeach, you mekayim the mitzvah. What about matin dalah b'matin dalah? That's like a korban chatis that you have to make four zrikas, got mixed up with another korban chatis. So you have the tfuot, Rashi says shlomim v'yonarachon. Rashi says matin dalah means shlomim v'yoshim v'yerle b'toida. So you have a korban shlomim, the mitzvah is to have four zrikas. So if all got mixed up together, it's poshit again, yitin b'matin dalah. It's poshit. What about the matin dalit? The matin achas, that's the dam of a shlomim. Got mixed up with the dam of a bechor. So now you're in problems. How many zrikas should you do now? As far as the dam of the bechor goes, you're only allowed to do one. If you do four, it's about toisif. But if you only do one, since there's a dam of a shlomim there, you're over about tigra. You're not doing enough. After shlomim, you're supposed to do four. So what should you do in such a case? We have blood from a korban that has one zrika. Got mixed up with a korban that has four zrikas. What should you do? That's a machlekes. We have Lazar Waimi Yid Notna B'matan Dalit. Make four Zrikas right now. Because since you have Shlomim involved, you have to do four. Are you doing part of the Bechor also? It's okay. We have Yeshua Waimi No Yid Notna B'matan Achas. Only put one Zrika. Because you have a Bechor that you can't do more than one, because you may be doing Baal Taisif on the Dam Bechor. So what's the Machlokes? Oh, Malay, we have Lazar Waimi Waimi Al Baal Tigra. We have Lazar says, how could you only do one? The Torah says Baal Tigra, you can't do two less. And since you have Dam Shlomim, has to have four, you can't do less than four. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said back, no, just the opposite. I'll say a svara. Hey, Harei Yoyim about Taisif. Since there's dam bechor here, if you do more than one zrika, you're doing too much for the dam of the bechor. You're doing three too much. You're all about Taisif. So therefore, I can't do four. I only can do three. One. Amalei Rabbi Lezer. Leinema about Taisif ela kishu biyatzmai. About Taisif is only when it's by itself. If you have only dam bechor, you're supposed to do one. If you do four, then you're all about Taisif. But over here, since it's mixed up with Dam Shlomim, and Dam Shlomim needs four, you're allowed to do four. Omele Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you the same thing back then. Lenema by Tigre, Elu Kishu B'Yatzmoid. By Tigre is only if you only have the Dam of the Shlomim, so you can't just do one. That's by Tigre, you have to do all four. But now that you have the Dam mixed up together, since the Dam Bechor also there, you're allowed to just do one. That's one shot. One svaras back and forth. V'yoid, next it says, Omele Rabbi Yeshua. Kishaloi nasata, when you don't make four zrikas, only one, true, or vatu about tigra. You're right about tigra. For the dam of the shlomim, you didn't do enough, you only did one, not four. But you didn't do a maisa vera. It's like shevi atas, instead of doing enough, you did too little. Okay? About kishinatato, when you take the blood now of the dam b'chor and make four zrikas out of it, or vato about toisif, you're being over about toisif for the dam b'chor, you're doing too much. But plus, the yosisa maisi b'yadecha, you're also doing a maisa veru with it. So it's not kedai to do the maisa veru. That's why he holds, don't do four, rather just do one. For the maravohocha, kivun diyoyv le matona mi b'chor, since you put one zrika, the b'chor already overlays manoi, this man passed away already. Ugatani still it says the other Mishum Bal Taisif. That's the shayla here. After you make one zrika from the dam of the b'chor, it's a shayla. You're not allowed to make another three zrikas because you're being over Bal Taisif. You're taking the dam of the b'chor and spritzing on his bech too many times. But the kasher is after you already made one zrika, you did the mitzvah of the b'chor. It's like finished. His man is finished already. So there shouldn't be any Bal Taisif. There shouldn't be a machlekas altogether. It should be mutagoma to put the next three zrikas on the mizbeach. Because the Bal Taisif of b'chor shouldn't apply. When you did one matana for the b'chor, one zriki, you became the mitzvah already. There's no more mitzvah anymore for the b'chor. So that if you put the blood on later, shouldn't be b'altaisif. So what do you have to answer? Why is the b'altaisif here? Lav mishum, don't we say their meaning is, of course we say, kivon dilu misram alei buch rachrina. Since there'll be another korban b'chor today, you'll make again the zrika on the second korban b'chor. It comes out, kula yoyme zimnei. The whole day is called as man, that maybe you have to bring carbon b'chor today, you'll make zrikas dam of the b'chor. So the whole day, even after you finish this dam of the b'chor, there'll still be bal taisif tear another zrikas of this dam, because it's still called as man is here today. Because maybe in another hour, they'll bring another carbon b'chor. No. So this doesn't have to do, one doesn't have to do with the other. This one doesn't have to do one with the other. What? Enoch, true, it's a different b'chor. But our core problem doesn't have to do with this though. Alright, that's what you have to say though. Yeah. The Mara says, no, Mimai, how do you know this? Dilma ksav Rav Yeshua. Shh, now wait a minute. Mimai, how do you know this? Dilma, maybe Dilma ksav Rav Yeshua, mitzvah is over alay, mafilu shtay bizmana. Like, what's the rayu altogether? The Mara says, a bigger dichit. Maybe Rav Yeshua holds, no, he doesn't know from those svar we said before. Maybe Rav Yeshua holds, you're over about Tosef even after this man goes away. That's why it's good, even after you did the dam b'chor, the mitzvah finished already, but you're not allowed to put the dam further, because there's still bal taisif. So Moshe Zanan Hochi Karmin, this is what I mean to say. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, the Shimon Bar Abba that holds this svara, my time is Shavak Masnitz, and how come he brings a rife in our Mishnah, or how come he doesn't bring a rife in our Mishnah, or Moshe Mi Braisa, how come only he has to cash from the Braisa? Why doesn't he bring a rife from the dam of Matin b'chor, Matin or Shlomin, bring a rife from the Mishnah? So what do you have to answer? Masnitzim, my time will emoise. How come you didn't ask the kasha about Tosef in the Mishnah? Because you say the svar by Bechor. Kivun dilu misram alei buch rachrina. Since if there would be another carbon Bechor to be brought today, boy, mazimine, you have to bring the dam, you still bring dam Bechor today. So it's considered kula yay mazimnehu. The whole day is still called this man of Zrika's dam Bechor. So Bryce and Army, the same terms you have in our Bryce also before, by Birchas Kahanim. Kivun di misrami tibur rachrina. Since at the same coin we'll meet up with another tzibur, Hodim Mevorech, he'll do another, it's the same svarim, he'll do another Birchas Kanim later. So, Kula Yoyim Zimna, the whole day is still called as man to do Birchas Kanim. So even though true, you finished by your place saying Birchas Kanim, and then you said another bracha, you would be over Bal Taisif. So tomorrow though, Rav Shama Baraba, Hossam, he said, he'll know. Hossam Lo Sagi De Lo Yoyim. By the dam, if you bring another Bechor, you will have to bring the Bechor. So that's called, the whole day is called this man of Bechor. Just the opposite of what you were saying. Bechor is better. Because by Bechor, lo yitzru, they bring another Bechor to the base of Migdash, to the Kayin. And they want to be makrivit. There's a mitzvah to bring it today. It's kachim. There's a mitzvah to do it today. Habahocha, by the Kayin, to make Brichos Kanim, he boy mevorach. Like he doesn't have to say Brichos Kanim a second time. And since he doesn't have to, here the svar is maybe when he finished saying the bracha, it's called this man is over it. So Atkan, that's what we're saying once for it. Now the Gemara says no. Rav Roma Avada Lotzeis Loiboy Kavona. True. To be Mekayim the mitzvah, we hold mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavona. Even if we don't have in mind to do the mitzvah, it's still you Mekayim the mitzvah. Then the question was, how could you sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Even though you're not in the Chavon to do the mitzvah, it's still about Tosif. The Teretz is though, but Lavor Boy Kavona. To be over about Tosif, then it's only if you have Kavona to do the mitzvah. And Befrat Shmini Atzeres, when it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, then we hold. On if you mechaven, if you have in mind to do the mitzvah, that's bal taisif. But if you don't have in mind to do the mitzvah, since today is not the day of the mitzvah anyway, it's not called doing anything. If you do the mitzvah on the right day, see, even though you don't have kavana, but today is the day of the mitzvah, you mechaven the mitzvah. You sleep in a sukkah shmini atzeres. If you don't have kavon, you can't say you mekayim the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved. So maybe there's no bal taisav either. For the Gemara of Matan Dom and Rabbi Yeshua, the la'avrav leboi kavona, idea was saying over bal taisav, and still we say without kavon, you're over bal taisav. Elam Rav, Rav says like this, Lot says leboi kavona, la'avrav bizmana leboi kavona. That's what it depends. To mekayim the mitzvah, you never need kavon. We're going now, Rav Ashit, we hold you do have kavon. But Rav holds mitzvah saying tzrichas kavon to mekayim the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah at the right time, even though you don't have kavon, you mekayim the mitzvah. Laver, to be over about Taisif depends. There's mama, if today you tray a sukkis, and you're doing an extra mitzvah today, you're wearing an extra pair of five pashas at fillin, even though you're not mechavad to do the mitzvah, loy boy kavona. Even without kavona, still you're over about Taisif. Because since now it is manah mitzvah, and you don't need kavona to be mekayim the mitzvah, by doing the mitzvah, it's called you did a mitzvah. And you did too much of the mitzvah, that's about Taisif. But the chiddush is shaloy bizmanay. When you're sleeping in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, it's not the Zman of Sukkos anymore. It's Shloi Bizmanoi. There, everybody holds boy kavonim. Then, Pshitom, if you sleep there without kavon, you didn't do anything. You didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah. Today is not Sukkos. You're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Then, Pshitom, you're only over about Taisa if you mamish have kavonim. So, therefore, you're allowed to sleep in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres because we don't have kavonim to do the mitzvah. Omle Rav Zera Lishmaya. Ichavin betokali. When you blow the shofar, blow it and having zinim to be Yetzer for me. There's Almuk Sova Mashmiya boy kavonim. That the person that blows the shofar has to have in mind to be might see other people also. That's what we told the Sakai, you have in mind me also. You have kavanim outside to hear the shofar, but the guy inside doesn't know you're outside. So he doesn't have in mind to be mitzvah you. See, if you hold the guy that blows has to have a mind for you also, how could you be yitzer outside the shul? He doesn't know you're outside. And the Gemara